Welcome to the Soup Scoop Podcast, where we will take you behind the scenes of Deer Valley Unified School District, introduce you to the people, stories, and ideas that make DVUSD such a special place. I'm Dr. Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Today, we're introducing you to three of our newest principals. What makes their stories especially exciting is that all three have already been a part of the DVUSD family. They've grown their careers right here in our district, and now they're stepping into new leadership roles to serve even more families, students, and staff. So, let's meet three of our newest DVUSD principals and hear about their journeys and what they're looking forward to in the next year ahead. Our first principal is someone who spent her entire 27-year career in Deer Valley Unified School District. Joelle Carrington has served our students as a classroom teacher, reading specialist, instructional coach, and administrator. She knows DVUSD from so many different perspectives. Now she's bringing all that experience into her new role as principal. We're on the Soup Scoop with a special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your educational journey that brought you here.
All right, so I'm Joelle Carrington, new proud principal of Inspiration Mountain. And this is actually my 27th year in Deer Valley, all Deer Valley. I started back in 2000, right out of the gate teaching fifth grade at Desert Sage, and taught there for a few years. And then I got to be part of the opening team of Terramar. And so that was fun, opening a new school. Taught in the classroom fourth and fifth grades, and then went back to start my first master's and got my reading endorsement during that time. And knew I wanted to dip into the reading world, so I was a reading specialist, and then I had a principal tap on me to do some instructional coaching. So I was an instructional coach for about 8-9 years. I'm in the title world, so I got my feet wet in the title world, and then that's when I definitely was feeling the pull to go into leadership after I was in the instructional coaching. So went back, got my other master's in ed leadership, and started my journey into admin. So I've been in admin in the title world, and then also K-6, and then jumped over to K-8, and then came to Inspiration Mountain last year as the assistant principal, and just felt right at home when I walked in the door. And then with Principal Shorting retiring, I knew that this is where I wanted to land for my home. So
you came from the inside, so that's an advantage as well. Talk about one thing or a couple things that you're really excited about that you've learned from the school that maybe makes it special or unique or super interesting, something different about Inspiration Mountain that you're going to keep going.
Okay. So we're only in year 5 with Inspiration Mountain, but in those short 4 years so far, there's been some pretty tight traditions that have started already. So even at our pre-service, the first day, I had the teachers just kind of do a little brainstorm because it was important to me as a new principal coming in. Even though I'd been here last year, I wanted to honor those traditions with Inspiration Mountain to make sure that we kept those traditions that were tight, such as community. We have a strong drama program here, strong athletics program. There's a lot of staff events that happen. And so I wanted to honor all of those, but as well as open it up to new ideas. So since there's new leadership coming in, as well as we had a handful of new teachers come on board this year, welcome it to staff voice as far as where do they want to see? Where do they want to see this campus go? I also interviewed some parents, you know, what are some things that they wanted to happen? So we've made some changes with assemblies. We brought back a Read Across America assembly coming back in March. Just, you know, some different things that we could do to involve community. We are doing, bringing on some staff versus student events this year because, just to get our middle school more involved, we're going to be starting some traditions as far as bringing in some buddy movements with our upper grade and our younger grade. That was something that the teachers really wanted, was to involve to not work in those silos with our younger grades and our upper grades. So just really hearing some of the things we could do to foster bringing in the community as well as involving our students to continue the great works of Inspiration Mountain.
Nice. Talk a little bit about maybe something that you're really excited about for this year, maybe something you're going to be implementing that's new.
So we decided to have a focus word. And so our focus word for 26-27 is Knights Are Kind. And we decided that we sat as a staff and talked about what are ways that we can instill and work and embed the word kindness throughout our creed. So knights are caring, responsible, and determined. So we talked about different things that we could do to teach our kids kindness in the classroom, as well as in the cafeteria, as well as out front, as well as helping educate our parents. So we've reached out. We're going to be having some guest speakers come in, talk to our kids, do some character development as far as kindness. We have a fundraiser starting next week with Apex, but we also asked Apex to help us support that kindness movement. We have in our assemblies, we're adding a new award this year just on kindness. And then what it looks like, we have kindness coins that are going to match and go along with our nickels, which is our PBIS program. So kids get a nickel when they're demonstrating the creed, but we've also embedded some kindness coins that administrators will hand out in addition, so they'll hold a different weight value. But I think it's really teaching students that the bottom line is we are good humans and we treat each other with kindness. But it's defining that and really teaching that and modeling that as a staff. So Assistant Principal Adams and I have come up with ways we can recognize staff this year as far as shout-outs about thanking each other, being kind, putting things out to our parents as far as different ways that they can recognize kindness at home. So it's just educating that whole child and all the way. So that's our big movement this year, and so we're excited about that. And then we've got teachers already partnering up. I've got a sixth grade partnering with kindergarten, doing some gardening things together, and then some science experiments, just to be able to, so then when they're seeing each other on out in the courtyard, then, you know, now I'm a mentor. And that'll help with behavior and instilling those leadership skills that all embed under that kindness umbrella.
Nice. We can always have a little more kindness in our society, obviously. Social media hasn't helped us. And so kindness, teaching kids early, rewarding them early, is something that we want to that we want them to be contributing citizens when they head out. So, yeah, good idea. Sounds like it's rolling already. So we're excited for Inspiration Mountain, and we thank you for your service. 27 years in Deer Valley. That's pretty amazing. And now you have your own house, Inspiration Knights. Well, congratulations, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Our next principal is another great example of someone who found a home in DVUSD and decided to make Arizona her own. Jessica Tucker has spent 15 years in education, including 8 years right here in DVUSD. She brings a wealth of experience, a passion for students, and a unique perspective as someone who came to Arizona from across the country and became part of the DVUSD family. All right, we're on the Soup Scoop with a special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about your educational journey?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jessica Tucker. I am currently the principal at Vista Peak School. I started my journey in education 15 years ago, coming out of college, ready to be a teacher. And so I moved from New York State, actually, to do that. New York State was not hiring, but Arizona was, so here I am. And I've been here, I've held various roles from classroom teacher. I did that for about 8 years, and then went into coaching behavior. And while I was doing that, got a master's degree in curriculum and instruction. Very passionate about what works for students, how do we get them to learn to their highest potential. And that knowledge really created a passion also for behavior and how do we get kids regulated and in a state to learn. And so after that, I became a behavior coach. I've been an assistant principal in the system. And now I'm in the seat of principal here at Vista Peak and couldn't be more excited. So thank you for having me on today.
Maybe I will do a little more explanation about Vista Peak. It is because it's unique. At Vista Peak, it's a public day school for special needs students. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about, and you did a little bit of an internship last year here, helped out, and now you're in the big chair.
Yeah.
So what have you learned about the school that maybe is unique, special, different, that you didn't know before, or maybe something that you, the audience, might not know about?
So what makes Vista Peak unique is that not only are we a unique school, but we see every child is unique. And everything we do for that student is individualized and aligned to what they need. Part of that is dictated by their IEP. Actually, the IEP, or the individualized plan, is a legal document. It drives everything we do. We also have resources here that not other school has. So we have mental health counselors on the team. We have a social worker on the team. We have just extra classroom supports to ensure that our interventions, our students are responding to our interventions. Related services are here. That includes speech, physical therapy, occupational therapy. So we have a lot of experts. And what I love about Vista Peak, what makes this unique, I mean, Deer Valley has experts in every school across the system. But these people are experts in their field and their craft. And so when you put us together, it truly is a powerhouse, which is what these students need. Because these students are, you know, they need a specialized, targeted support. And that's what we're here for. So that's what I loved about Vista Peak, was we truly get to meet that child where they are and push their potential to that next level.
Yeah, this is a unique school, and so you have unique initiatives, unique perspectives. Talk a little bit about maybe something that you're going to emphasize this year, or something you're exploring, or some kind of initiative that you're going to start. What's cooking at Vista Peak for this year?
One of the things that we've been able to arrange this year, first, it was creating a school-wide schedule so we could see, although every classroom is unique, really looking at what each classroom is doing throughout the day. And what that was able to let us do was create some common times between teachers where they could share students and provide a reading intervention or reading support. So instead, imagine like in a classroom where you have multiple needs and those individualized levels, you're in charge of meeting all of that. And we have the best people to do that. We have special education teachers. That's what they were trained to do. However, when you have life and you're balancing everything, it can be difficult to manage multiple curriculums and then intervention programs and then also those individualized goals. So what we were able to do this year was create a common intervention time between three of our teachers that are going to share students, and one teacher will be doing a specific reading intervention that fulfills one gap. Our second teacher will be doing a different reading program that fulfills a different reading gap, and then our third teacher will do something with our other students that's like extension or behavior support, whatever they need if it's not in that reading gap. And what that will allow us to do is meet students where they are and get those gaps filled. I mean, that's what it's about, is pushing the kids to that next level and getting them what they need. So that requires coordination of your resources, and that was something that we were ready to do this year. And so, yeah, we're excited to see and finally have that time to collaborate and share students.
Sharing their expertise is obviously a positive thing in this environment. A lot of experts are under this roof, and so that's some good thinking there, thinking ahead of how we can work together and, again, maximize the experience for the students. So we are super excited that you are here at Vista Peak. We're looking forward to great things for our students and staff here. So keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be at Vista Peak.
Our final principal is someone who has already made a significant impact in DVUSD and is now taking on an exciting new challenge. Jeremy Hendricks has 21 years of experience in education, including the past 6 years here in Deer Valley. After serving as an assistant principal at Mountain Ridge last year, Jeremy is ready to take the next step and serve as a principal in our district. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your educational journey that brought you here.
Jeremy Hendricks, principal of Boulder Creek High School now. This is my 22nd year in education. I started teaching 7th and 8th grade math back in the day. Moved to high school math at Moon Valley High School. Then journey led me up north to Bradshaw Mountain High School to be an assistant principal. Then had a chance to move back down, become a principal of a charter school. So I've kind of seen a little bit of everything. And then that journey led me to Mountain Ridge High School, where I spent the past 6 years teacher and assistant principal, 3 years in the curriculum position, 1 year as athletic director. And now I'm here, excited to be here and ready to rock and roll.
So let's talk a little bit about being from inside and being from another big Deer Valley Unified High School, Mountain Ridge. What are maybe some of the advantages for you switching from Big Mountain Ridge to Big Boulder Creek? Maybe that will help you as a new principal.
Yeah, one of the first things I noticed is the systems. I'm already familiar with what's the MTSS A and B and how that's supposed to run.
What is that? It's an acronym.
Yeah, multi-tiered student support, academics and behavior. So the academic side, we're looking at our kids that are failing or struggling somehow academically and how we can respond to them. And it's already we too, but we're already responding. Then the behavior side of it, we're looking at why kids are doing things that they're not supposed to and how can we help and respond to them as well. So we do in our behavior academy, we do a lot of teaching to them, goal setting, especially the kids that can't get here on time. We work with them on how you set a goal, get up earlier so that way you can make it to school on time. So that's been really helpful. Some of the other things that are helpful is just knowing the like little nuanced classes like the math transition class and Read 180 and how that functions on the Deer Valley campus. So when I'm working with Dr. Kirkpatrick on the master schedule, we know we're both on the same page already. You don't have to ask the questions of like, hey, why did you do that? Why did you do that? It's kind of already unknown for me, which has been helpful. And then working with the dean in athletics, being the athletic director last year at Mountain Ridge was very helpful. So I kind of know her flow and what she needs to be doing. Not that she needs my help; she's amazing. But it's nice to have that conversation. And knowing the maintenance side of things has been really helpful. At Boulder Creek, it's hard to get maintenance people up here. We only have two on staff right now. So just kind of knowing how it all functions and flows has been really, really helpful in working with Kirsten to make that happen.
So we need people listening to this podcast to come join the maintenance team.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, being from a big high school to another big high school has to be advantageous for you for sure. Talk a little bit about maybe some of the things that you're looking forward to this year as now you move from the assistant principal chair and you've been a principal in other spots. What do you think are going to be the unique things about Boulder Creek High School?
Unique. So already, like, our teachers have responded very well. It's a big family up here. So we've put in the word be curious. So we turned BC into be curious. And we want our kids to be curious. We want our teachers to be curious. And constantly learning and through the pre-service week we did with the teachers, they kind of got on board with that, and as we're seeing visiting classrooms, they're putting that on the kids too. So that's really what I'm looking forward to, is the increasing the tier one teaching that they already do well and just making just a little bit better. So it's building on everything that Brittany Sutton did and just making it better. That's the goal, right? Streamline, simplify for them and just keep moving forward. I'm excited to see what we can do. One of the things I did at Mountain Ridge was the PSAT, and we had all the sophomores take it. We're bringing that here this year, so that way we can kind of see where our sophomores are at. Hopefully that will increase our national merits. When I met with the freshmen, I challenged all of them to take a college level class, whether that's WestMEC, AP, Dual, didn't matter. And to get involved in something. So every class, we're hoping to track that. And hopefully, the teacher said they're excited about it. So hopefully it'll keep rolling.
Well, you're rocking into a school that is really rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
They've basically won every award you could win.
Yeah.
So they've been on a nice tear up north. And obviously you have big competition around you, probably the most competitive market in the Deer Valley Unified system.
Yeah.
But what we're noticing is that a lot of those parents are coming back to Deer Valley after they went, and I call it educational experimentation. So have you noticed enrollment-wise or system-wise or parental-wise that you're seeing parents coming back to Boulder Creek High School?
Yeah, our enrollment's up. We're over about 2050 right now, mm-hmm. Which is a lot more than I was expecting. Which our class sizes are reflecting that right now currently. But we're noticing parents coming back, they're excited to be here. The kids are excited to be here. And we're getting kids from all over now too for open enrollment. So I had a girl that I taught when I was teaching at Moon Valley, and now her kids are coming here. So it's that whole full circle thing is kind of interesting. But she's an open enrollment kid. She's not a Deer Valley kid, but came here because she was on here for one day for a Jack camp. And was like, this is where I want to go to high school.
Yeah.
So
it's a very beautiful campus, yeah. Probably the most beautiful in the district, just because of location. Probably the question everyone's wondering is, are you related to Jimi Hendrix?
He's my father. Just kidding. No. I got that a lot growing up, but no, not at all.
Can you play the guitar or anything?
I can't. My hands are too big for some reason. I can't even grip it.
Stick to the radio, huh?
So, yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the job, and thanks for stepping up. We're looking forward to great things here at Boulder Creek High School. We know you can get her done because that's what you've done wherever you've been. So keep up the great work. Looking forward to an exciting school year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to thank Joelle, Jessica, and Jeremy for joining me on the Soup Scoop and for sharing their stories with us. What I love about these three leaders is that their journeys are a great reflection of what makes DVUSD special. They've grown professionally within our district, learned from the people around them, and now they're taking that experience into new schools and new leadership roles. We're excited to see the impact they'll have on students, staff, and their communities. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. You can listen to new or previous versions of the Soup Scoop Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Be sure to follow along for more conversations, stories, and behind-the-scenes look at the people who make Deer Valley Unified School District such a great place to learn and work. Until next time, I'm Dr. Finch, and that's the Soup Scoop.